Right.
How much more is God not going to be bright? He's not going to allow it to happen. If I, as a Christian, have even determined more not to be bright, is not God greater than I am? And God is not to be bright. You're not going to bribe me, I'm not going to bribe you. Honoring God is not bribery. It's honor. Honor God with your substance. Honor God with the increase of thy whatever. That's your title. It's not bribing God, it's honoring Him. If all you are is out to spend it on yourself so that you can be important and you can be rich, forget it. It's not going to work. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and the presses shall burst out with new wine. Let's turn over to Malachi.
Last book of the Old Testament.
Malachi chapter 3, verse 8. Will a man rob God? That ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. We read over here in Proverbs, where God says that we are to honor Him with our offerings and our tithes. Over here in Malachi, we find that God is a little upset. He's not just a little upset, He's very upset. Because the people have robbed Him. They robbed Him by their tithes and their offerings. The verse 9, to show you how upset God was, He says, ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Now I'll tell you what, if you stood before me and said ye are cursed, that wouldn't bother me too much. I figure my Lord is able to protect me from any curse you could put on me. Amen? If somebody into witchcraft or Satanism put a curse on me, it wouldn't bother me too much because I believe my God is able to carry that and to handle it. But when God says you're cursed with a curse, who is greater than God that's going to protect you from it? No one. There is no one greater than God that can protect you from God's curse. So if God curses you, buddy, you're cursed. And the best thing you can do is find out how to get out from under that curse. And I usually find out that the way you do it is to just turn over and do what God says to do. To be obedient to the Lord. So He says, you're cursed with a curse. For ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts. If I will not, one, open you the windows of heaven, and two, pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive. This is where so many Christians mess up. This is where they mess up. The tithing opens the window. The tithing opens the window. It's the offering that pours out the blessing. Amen. Now, this can be seen in everyday life. We can see this in operation in everyday life. If I were a farmer and I took a tenth of my seed at the end of the year and used it to plant with, I put that seed in the ground. But is that all I have to do? Am I going to just sit back now and wait for a great harvest? No. I have to do more than just plant the seed. I have to care for that seed. I have to weed. I have to cultivate. I have to do all the things a farmer has to do. I have to irrigate it. I have to fertilize it. There's a lot more that goes into farming than just planting the seed. Amen? Yeah. And it's after I do all that at the time of harvest can I reap the harvest of that seed. Amen? So it is with tithing and offerings. Tithing is what opens the window. That's the planting of the seed. And the offerings is what makes the fruit come forth. And it's very simple. Now these steps are biblical, sound steps. And I know, as sure as I'm standing here, the Lord has shown me that if we follow these steps, we are going to see prosperity like we cannot even imagine. Prosperity in health. Prosperity in the spirit. Prosperity in our minds. In our bodies. in our families, in our lives, in our jobs. Because all that we are will belong to God. And everything we do will be to God. It'll be unto Him. Acknowledging God in everything that we do. He then will direct our paths. And He is not going to direct us in the wrong place. Amen. He's only going to direct us into good places. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I praise God for that. And if we can get a handle on this, if you can get a handle on this, I know you're going to walk in prosperity. I know you are. I challenge anyone. That if they actually put this to the test, if they actually walk in this, actually do these things, then my challenge is if they don't get blessed, I'll quit preaching the gospel. I'll give up the ministry. And I'll quit. And I can say that, and I can say it with courage, and I can say it with honesty. Because I know it is impossible for my God to let me down or you down if you do these things.
Amen.
And if you do these things, which have all, every one of them have come right out of the Word of God, is that right? If you do these things and God doesn't bless you and doesn't bring you into prosperity, then God doesn't deserve to be honored anyway. It's all a bunch of lies and a pack of foolish. That would mean the world was right. Well, I don't believe the world was right. I know that Jesus is right. I know the apostles and prophets of old were right. And I know that the Word of God is just as real today as it was then. I have seen the power of God to heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devils. I have seen it. I cannot reject it. I walk in it. And do walk in it. And will walk in it. It is for you to walk in also. Each and every one.
Amen.
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 So let's finish off with a determination to walk in these six steps. Tomorrow morning, we'll finish in our morning service with the seventh step. Don't ask me what it is yet. You have to show me. But I'm sure he will. Never let me down yet. So tomorrow we'll come together and we'll learn the seventh step, which completes the whole new thing. Let's go ahead and sing this song, Seek You First, again.